It was 4 years ago that a cascading failure of America's biggest financial institutions triggered massive federal bailouts and legislation designed to curb risk-taking. News of substantial new losses at J.P. Morgan Chase has renewed debate about the result of those reforms. Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon.
We've let a lot of people down, and we are very sorry for it.
Dimon explained that a new investment model designed to reduce risky financial dealings actually increased risk exposure. But he offered this overall assessment of the country's private banking sector.
I do think that since the crisis, and you should have comfort in this, banks are better capitalized, they have more liquidity, there's more transparency.
The free enterprise system in the U.S. thrives on risk-taking, but lawmakers have concerns. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Tim Johnson.
While risk cannot be eliminated from our economy, we can and must demand that banks take risk management seriously and maintain strong controls.
Implementation of federal financial reforms is ongoing. J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon was asked if those reforms are making America's financial system safer. His response, I do not know. Michael Boom in VOA News, the Capitol.